Last week I had a flat tire and realized, gee, the bike rack is rusted in place right over the spare. What do I do now? Well, our next guest says there are two kinds of drivers, those who have experienced a breakdown and those who will. And if you're lucky, we add, he will help you. Walt Brinker is a retired Vietnam War vet. He's made over 2,000 free-of-charge roadside assists, but he'd rather you help yourself. He has a new manual, Roadside Survival, Low-Tech Solutions to Automobile Breakdowns, and joins us from the WUNC Chapel Hill, North Carolina studios. Walt, welcome.
Hi, Robin. Glad to be here.
So get right to it. Flat tires, you say prevention first. How so?
Three-quarters of people I stop for have tire issues. And so the best way to prevent breaking down is to make sure that the tires on your car are in good shape and that you've had them inspected and they have a lot of wear left on them and they're not low on air pressure.
Well, and you say, in fact, we should carry tire pressure gauges.
Oh, yeah. I mean, tires, whether you're driving on them or not, will lose about a pound a month of pressure, PSI, pounds per square inch. And if you get too low, your tires are going to flex too much and they're going to fail and you're going to have a blowout.
You also say don't drive without a spare, but also don't drive with a spare that's over 6 years old?
Don't drive with a spare or other tires over 6 years old. Tires age regardless of whether they're used or not. You can have a tire that's never been driven on, but if it's over 6 years old, there's a good chance it's going to be a blowout when you drive it.
And also always have a 12-volt compressor.
Yes. That's the way you can tune up your tires if you see that they are low without having to go to a filling station to use their commercial air pressure. Just use your own.
You know, what do you say to people who say, why do I need to bother with that? Because there are so many road services. You say what?
Oh, there are. Several of them provide excellent service, but that excellent service generally comes near big cities. If you get away from the big cities, often these primary roadside assistance companies will call in a contracted outfit to come in and help you. And I found that frequently you get the C team when you get the contracted guys.
So some more of your tips. You say check the tightness of your battery connections every month. But also, I love the running out of gas. There's the idea of rocking the car.
I call it rock the car. A lot of times folks will run out of gas on, let's say, the interstate. The car is relatively level when they do that. And when they run out of gas, they pull over on the shoulder. Well, when the car is parked on a slope like that, any gas that you add is going to pool into one corner of the gas tank and probably miss the intake from the tank to the engine.
Hmm.
And so what I do is if I add a quart of gas and the engine won't start, I will open the driver's door, stand on the frame of the car, and I'll just jump up and down and rock the car. And the fuel in the tank of the car is also sloshing around and finds the intake and boom, it fires up.
Somebody can start it while you're doing that.
I've done that 30 times. It's incredible.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, Walt Brinker, because you've done that 30 times, but you've made these free-of-charge roadside assists 2,000 times. It's a hobby for you. You're a West Point grad, Vietnam War vet, a retired Army infantry lieutenant colonel. However did you get into roadside rescues?
Well, I think I can track it back to 1980 when I was going to an Army school in Kansas. And I encountered a woman in a car with a dead battery. I stopped for her, and I gave her a jump with my jumper cables. And I remember feeling how good she felt, how relieved she was. It was the Christmas season also, so it was even better. But I also recalled how good I felt having done that. And so I began looking for cars that looked like they were in trouble. But I quickly realized that I couldn't help many of them because they had problems besides needing a jump. And so over time, I began acquiring diagnostic skills, repair skills, as well as simple tools and equipment to take care of a variety of things.
Well, you're not kidding. I mean, in your trunk, you've got all the tools that we mentioned, but you've also got a cheater bar. This is to slip over the handle of your lug wrench to give you extra leverage. It makes it longer in case the lug nuts are on too tight. You've got a can of liquid wrench, which will also help rusted nuts to get them off. A battery terminal brush to clean your battery. Those reflective triangles and reflective gear. It looks like a miner's helmet with a light so that you can change tires and work on a car at night. You just told us it makes you feel good, but why else do you do this?
Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons. It enhances my self-respect. It's a great example for my kids. I have I've met college professors, lawyers, doctors, other Army officers, and the entire spectrum of humanity I've met out there. One guy's a bank president, And he had me over for lunch. We've become very good friends.
Well, and you also go so far as to say that you've seen it improve race relations. You're white. Tell us more about that.
Well, I don't decide who I'm going to stop for based on what color they are or what kind of car they've got. I just stop and see who I have. In Fayetteville, where I live now, I would say about 60% of the folks I stop for are black. And a lot of times when I'll stop for young men especially, I'll coach them on how to solve their own problem using my tools. And on the few occasions, the very few occasions where I've had any conceivable issues pop up, that all disappears very quickly because I see that I'm there really to help them. And we become a little team. And it's by the time we finish, they tell me they could have solved that themselves next time. And so they're better prepared to do it. And that's just got to help race relations.
You think, just think of the potential in today's polarized society.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If we work through roadside assists.
Yeah.
Look, it's such a wonderful thing that you do. How do you approach people, though? I mean, because some people might be worried about some stranger coming up to them with a lug wrench.
Well, that's a consideration all the time. And my first consideration actually is my own safety. I don't want to get hurt out there either. My line is, what do you need? That gets right to it. I'll tell you what, a couple of times what has made a difference. On my car, I got Purple Heart license plates. And one of the most recent assists I gave was a rock the car incident on 995. It was two women and their three kids in a Chevrolet Suburban. And the driver lowered her window and she said, you know, I never would have lowered this window if I hadn't seen those Purple Heart plates.
That's Walt Brinker, Vietnam War vet and retired Army colonel. His hobby now is free roadside assists, and he's put what he's learned into the book Roadside Survival, Low-Tech Solutions to Automobile Breakdowns. Walt, thank you so much for talking to us.
Well, thank you for the chance.